You're listening to Exposure on Radio X. I'm John Kennedy, and that is Kasabian with Chemicals from The Alchemist Euphoria. The new album, which has just come out, Surge, is my guest tonight. He's talking us through it track by track. And in a way, with Chemicals, you take things back to kind of a more straightforward world. Having visited the Milky Way, we're back on planet Earth, possibly?
Yeah. There's a few, like the war and Chemicals and Letting Go. Like they're the sort of, structurally, they're a traditional sort of setup, and I think after that, I don't know, like it was, I think it's good to just be grounded and feel like you know where you're gonna go. Like it's, as much as I like to, you know, like bend the form, there's something really satisfying about things doing what you expect them to do. And then after you can even, like after the first listen, you go, oh no, I get that, that's nice. Mm. Most of the things is like so, and I think it really needed it. And it was like the last tune I wrote for the record, and you know, that we've started playing that, and that was an instant one live. Like it doesn't happen, it rarely happens where you play a new song and everyone's, you can feel like the energy, so that's really connected like already, so that's great.
Yeah, that's good. And in terms of the recording of the album, did you get everybody in, did you do it bit by bit?
Yeah bit by bit, really. Yeah, because some of it obviously was done when, you know, in lockdown, so it was like a sporadic sort of way.
Mm. And you got to work with Fraser T. Smith.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
who's a new addition to
collaborate. He's amazing. Like, he's become a really, really good friend, and he's a Leicester City fan as well, which is very.
How did you manage to find the one Leicester City fan?
I know, I couldn't believe it, because
in the production world,
the best
I don't
thing
know,
ever. Just, like, because obviously, been a big fan of his work, and he makes some seminal records, really important records, successful, and you know, and so we, you know, we started talking about that, and then it was like, yeah, you know, I'm Leicester fan. I was like, well, I kind of heard, but I was like, I didn't think it was true, and then it was like, so we met to talk about making an album or doing something, whatever. Mm. And then we just turned into like naming the, you know, Martin O'Neill team from 96, and you know what I mean, just like proper deep Leicester sort of. So it was great. So we always fall back into the, like, start of the sessions we'll be like, right, what do you do with that? And pretty quickly it was like, Vardy's gonna stay, right? I mean, he can't go. Yeah. So it was wonderful.
That's great.